This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome back to hour number three. We are having a whole bunch of fun here tonight at Realside Radio. I'm Dave Sussman at Whiskey Politics. You can find Whiskey Politics on all of your social media platforms, including YouTube. Please hit the subscribe button and notification bell. You'll hear great interviews that we do every week. We just had Brian Kilmeade on and Dave Rubin in the last week. You definitely want to see and listen to both of those interviews. If you want to listen to them, you can go on Apple Podcasts and all of your favorite podcast applications, as well as Ricochet as well. Here sitting in the chair for Joe tonight at Realside Radio, which is on the Salem and GCN radio network across 70 radio stations. You can find us at realside.com. We've got a fascinating guest coming up here in this hour. Simona Papadopoulos. You know that last name. Yes, this is the wife of George Papadopoulos. I've got to be careful not to say Stephanopoulos, who's got some breaking news for us. And we're going to be talking about everything that there is everything right now regarding Spygate and a lot of the deep state stuff that mainstream media wants to push to the side. And she was there. She worked for Massoud, right? The Maltese professor guy. Anyway, we're going to hear all about that here in just a few moments, so don't go away. But I do want to refer to something that I was just talking about in my rant right before the break, that in the 7 o'clock hour that we just had. I was concerned about how the cities are locking down the restaurants and the bars and this and that. We are seeing that there are some counties outside of Los Angeles and New York that are opening up. Ventura County just allowed for people to go inside retail stores, and they're going to start opening up restaurants and such as well. Good. They need to do it. But President Trump, whatever you think of him, if you love him, and I know a lot of people do, some people despise the man. I know a lot of people do. It's split down the country, 50-50. But whatever you think of him, no matter what you say or feel about the man, he brought this country to one of the most successful economic barometers that we've ever seen in our lifetimes before COVID-19. Up until February of 2020, in an election year, everybody on the left was concerned about losing the election to Donald Trump because of the economy. Unemployment was at the lowest levels there have been in history across multiple demographics. Blacks, Asians, women, Latinos. The best unemployment numbers we've seen in those demographics. Wages were increasing. The ability for people to buy single-family homes outside of the big, major, expensive cities was growing. And we were seeing the stock market hitting record highs. We were right at 30,000 points, just under 30,000 points, not so long ago. So when we're coming up for this election here, and a lot of people are, you know, starting to focus now on the election because, hey, listen, we're 5 months away. Right, it's right around the corner at this point. You know, the fact is that Donald Trump has something to sell to the American people. And he has already started. We can start to see that he is now focusing on the economy. And this new executive order on regulatory relief to support the economic recovery, President Trump said that the virus, it's attacked our nation's economy as well as its health. And what he is looking to do right now is to reduce the regulatory state even more than he has. Remember when he ran for president and he said, for every new regulation, we will get rid of three. Well, I think Cato Institute was the one that actually did an analysis and suggested that for every new regulation that President Trump's administration was implementing, they were actually getting rid of not three, not 13, but 22 to 23 regulations. And why do you think that the economy just exploded with productivity as soon as President Trump became president and started implementing these policies as well as the tax reform? Because businesses were able to save more of their hard-earned money to reinvest back into the business, to make payroll, to hire more people for expansion and buying more factories and more products. And what President Trump is now eyeballing right now, and I'm telling you, this is what is going to be the thrust of re-elect President Trump, Keep America Great Again campaign for 2020, as we start going into the summer and the fall, is focusing back on, hey, I did it once after 8 years of anemic growth under the previous administration. I know how to do it again. And he just signed this new executive order on regulatory relief to support economic recovery. Do you think when he's on a debate stage with Sleepy Joe that he's going to be able to sell this to the American people? Absolutely. What does the other side have to sell? Higher taxes, more regulation, let's keep more people on the government dole, let's make welfare. This is total Cloward Piven, what we're seeing right now. And you know, if you're in the know, you know who I'm talking about here. To create the crisis, to restructure the entire economy, so that allows more government, more programs, more departments. And that, in fact, changes the entire economy to push it towards more of a socialist bent, where more and more people depend upon the government so that they can put food on the table. Donald Trump has something to sell. He has the proof of what he has done over the past almost 4 years before COVID. And people will take a look at that. And they will weigh it out against what the Democrats are selling, which is essentially the big government nanny state and socialism, and what Donald Trump has done. All right, we've got Simona Papadopoulos coming on next after the break. We're going to be talking about deep state, and she's got some breaking news. Don't go away, folks. This is going to be fascinating.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Welcome back to Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair, and we're waiting for our guest to get on. We've got a little bit of technical issues here. We're trying to figure it out. In the meantime, you know, everything that is happening right now, further to what I was just talking about with President Trump and his election strategy, is something that I think everybody needs to start paying attention to. What we are looking at right now is the left are in full breakdown mode of anything that is coming out of right-wing politics, right-wing media. They are, in a sense, suppressing. And we had Gary on in the last hour, Right News Network, and we were talking about obviously what is going on with the suppression of the tech titans, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, how they are silencing our voices.
and that the news that is out there right now is not the news of what is happening. The news that is out there right now is the news that the blue checkmark Twitters, they've decided this small cabal, very small community, where they all retweet and talk to each other. And that is what makes news on the CBS, ABC, Syndicate, mainstream news network. And that's what people are hearing. What they're not hearing about is the unmasking and how General Flynn was set up and how it looks like Susan Rice basically is now what we're seeing with these memos and this email that she wrote to herself on the very last day before the transition and President Trump was inaugurated. She's like doing a big CYA and the unredacted notes that are now coming out are showing that, well, it was Obama and Comey that had their fingerprints all over this. We are not hearing about this in the news, folks. And if we are hearing about it in the news, it's through the lens of how crazy are the right with these conspiracy theories. This is unacceptable. Because what has happened right now is we talk about lockdowns. We talk about Garcetti and de Blasio and Cuomo and Newsom and Whitmer locking people down into their homes. We have a lockdown right now of the truth. We have a lockdown of what news is actually taking place. Do we have our guest? And speaking of lockdowns of the news that is taking place, we had a little bit of an issue with Simona Papadopoulos getting through on Skype, but I believe we have her now on a call.
Hi, nice to connect with you.
Hi, Simona. Thanks for joining us. I greatly appreciate it, and I'm sorry you had a little bit of trouble getting through there. How are you tonight?
I'm very good. I'm equally tired of the lockdown. Today I've been to the beach. I was so upset that I had the guards trying to stop me. You can't enjoy life anywhere. I mean, it's just like, it's really too much.
Now, may I ask which beach this was? Was this in L.A. County or?
Yes, in L.A. County.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Nearby, not far from Palos Verdes, something like
okay,
that.
Okay, okay. So, all right, so folks who don't know who you are married to George Papadopoulos, and obviously, a major key player in everything that led up to the Russian collusion narrative and everything that moved, with the Steele dossier and everything. Tell us, just for our viewers and our listeners, a little bit about your relationship. I understand that you actually worked for, Joseph Mifsud, who he was kind of the go-between between, Russia and the Steele dossier situation. Can you explain that for everybody that may not know the history?
Yes, I'll try to make the situation as as simple as possible. Joseph Mifsud is the infamous professor that got the investigation started. He's the one that met George in Rome on 2016, talking about this dirt on Hillary Clinton, planting the bomb in the Trump campaign of the so-called inexistent collusion. My connection is that I used to work for Joseph Mifsud years before, and when I was an advisor at European Parliament, but also later on at the London Center of International Law Practice. Joseph Mifsud is someone that doesn't fit the profile of the Russian agent promoting the interests of Donald Trump against Hillary Clinton, as Mueller tried to portray him in the status of offense and the entire operation that is known as Crossfire Hurricane. I testified to the Congress about this individual on July 2018, and the transcript of this testimony has been recently released, I would say like 10 days ago, and in this testimony I make clear the connection of Joseph Mifsud with Western intelligence, in particular with the Clinton Foundation. So we are talking about somebody who is tied to the socialist group in Europe, who is a donator to the Clinton Foundation, who is a professor at the Link campus, which trains Western intelligence assets in Rome, but that Mueller wanted us to believe to be a Russian agent. I got swallowed into the investigation, of course, because of this connection, and my testimony was completely truthful according to my direct knowledge of the facts.
Yeah.
So that's, I think, a pretty important piece of information when we think about the fact that they completely ignore the pedigree of Joseph Mifsud.
Simona, so unfortunately we're heading to a commercial here in a couple of minutes. So quickly, if you can talk a little bit about the work that you did before you actually met George, and that how you got put into that situation where you were representing Italy with the EU, correct?
No, I was actually working directly for the European Union. So
okay.
Hunting Italy, I just passed the competition to work as a legal advisor to the President Office of the European Union for 7 years in Brussels. The European Parliament is an institution that, together with the European Commission and European Council, provide EU legislation in the member among the member states, and in particular, the European Parliament, supervise the legislative proposal coming from the European Commission. So I was working on legislation, in particular on child abduction, so policies and children protection. This was my expertise. And I've been managing an office within the presidency tasks, which was devoted to the protection of childhood. So this is pretty much
Gotcha. Simona, we're going to carry you through the commercial here because we obviously got a late start and we've got a lot more to talk about, including some breaking news that's taking place today. We've got Simona Papadopoulos, and folks, this breaking news, we're going to have it here at Real Side Radio with Dave Sussman. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back after the break.
You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The World Health Organization has reported a record number of new daily coronavirus cases. The global body said 106,000 new cases were recorded in the past 24 hours, the most in a single day. The number of cases worldwide is nearing 5 million. As all 50 states have taken steps to reopen their economies, President Trump provided an upbeat economic outlook.
States are opening up, some rapidly, safely, and we look forward to that. And I think we're going to get back. We're going to have some very good numbers, I project. I think that we will have a great transition period, which is third quarter. I think you're going to have a very good fourth quarter.
After canceling the face-to-face G7 summit in favor of a video conference, President Trump now says he's considering holding the gathering on or near the original June date. This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Feel the rhythm now.
And welcome back to Realside Radio here. Dave Sussman at Realside.com. You can find me and my show, Whiskey Politics. You can find that at Ricochet.com, YouTube, and find us on Facebook as well, Whiskey Politics. We're having great conversations. And we're having a great conversation right now with Simona Papadopoulos, who's just telling us a little bit about her background. And as somebody, I am somebody, Simona, who reads a lot of news. I'm a voracious consumer of everything that is going on. And I really don't know a lot about your story and background before meeting George. And it's interesting to me, you're working with the EU as an advisor, and obviously you understand what is happening in Italy right now with COVID and everything else. But we were talking that you worked for Joseph Massoud, and you just explained his relationship there. And you had some breaking news that you wanted to talk about what is happening right now in Italy, possibly with Massoud, right?
Well, recently, literally 2 days ago, Massoud has been seen in Milan and has been reported to be in Milan to the police, local police in Italy. This is a huge piece of news. I believe it's true. The person seemed to describe Massoud perfectly. The person was hiding. And it's particularly alarming because we know that the press were speculating in Italy that Massoud was dead, and theory that I never believed into. I believe that he was covered by Italian intelligence, and I've been always saying that nobody can comfortably disappear from Earth and vanish like Massoud vanished at the time that the Russia hoax, I call it hoax, exploded.
Yeah.
So it's quite interesting to see how this news will be received in the United States. At the moment, we have a report at the police in Milan of somebody who said to have seen Massoud with a woman.
Yeah, so Massoud, who you worked for, he apparently became involved with who became your husband, George Papadopoulos, who was an advisor to President Trump during the campaign. And he was accused of being a link between the campaign. This is the stuff that we were hearing coming out of, you know, Adam Schiff and the Democrats that were pushing, you know, the entire what ended up becoming the Mueller investigation between the campaign and Russia. And I guess, what, a couple of years ago he went missing. So you're saying he has now been spotted in Italy. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Well, it means clearly that there must be an Italian involvement in the entire sting operation. Italy, there is a reason why Durham back last summer went to Italy and then started the counter-investigation, because we suspected that Italy was taking part to an intelligence operation with the FBI and the CIA. Mm-hmm. To me, the fact that the Mifsud, the Maltese professor, is not even Italian, is so highly connected at the political level in Italy, and speaks fluent Italian. I met Mifsud in Italian political circle at the parliament, so I know exactly the people he's familiar with. And when you mention Schiff, it's interesting because I testified under oath with Adam Schiff and the entire Congress on July 2018, and I shared with him this information and this name and surname of the people connected to Mifsud, including Vincenzo Scotti, which is someone a former Minister of Foreign Affairs in Italy, but known to be at the head of the secret services. I believe that there is an Italian involvement. The fact that the Mifsud today has been seen again in Italy makes me think that we are talking mostly of a Western intelligence operation. The famous Five Eyes and Russia has nothing to do with any of that. It's all clearly fabrication created to prevent Trump to win the election, create an insurance policy in case he wins the election. That's my opinion based on the direct knowledge of the key player of the Russiagate.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your testimony, because you were interviewed, right? And your testimony, it kind of broke down the whole investigation. Talk a little bit about that for us.
That's a very interesting question. And in the beginning, the media got to know me as the fiancée and the wife of George. But the reality of my involvement in the investigation is my connection to Mifsud. So when the Congress called me to testify in July 2018, first and foremost, they try to suggest with the vicious question that I was myself an spy. So they try to say, do you work the high level of European Union? Did you have access to confidential information? Did you ever work with Russians? This type of questions. To get there to Mifsud, when I got to Mifsud, they were resistant to accept my answers. Today, my testimony, the transcript of my testimony has been released, it's public, and we can read that I mention the connection of Mifsud with the Clinton Foundation, the connection of Mifsud to the socialist group of the European Union, its connection to the Italian political elites, and also to the Link Campus, which is this famous spy school. We know trains legitimately FBI, the equivalent of FBI agent in Italy. So it's pretty odd that Adam Schiff totally ignored this information. I didn't open an investigation on the witness of somebody like me, that at the time I was the only person in the America territory to have a direct knowledge of the key player of the Russiagate. So,
yeah.
Interviewed many times, not only by the Congress, but also by the Senate and by the FBI. So
Simona, and unfortunately with the parameters of radio, we're limited with time here, so we've got just a few minutes left. How do you see that relating today to the unveiling regarding the information we're seeing coming out regarding, for example, General Flynn and the unmasking? Is it all part of this same push to try and take out, you know, the president and associated with it? Obviously, George was with the campaign. Is this all part of the same push that you see by Schiff and the rest of them?
Absolutely. I think, if General Flynn has been exonerated by the justice, which means a lot. It's the exculpatory evidence has been detected, and finally justice has been done. We have noticed a pattern with the old advisor of Trump that have been targeted for the same reason, take down Trump presidency. And all of them, fun enough, have been charged with the lying. when you think about it, we spot inaccuracy in their answers eventually, but there is no evidence whatsoever that none of them colluded with Russia. And we forget that the investigation in the beginning is supposed to find out either or not the Trump campaign was colluding with Russia. So it's all a manipulation. I think in the end, all the truth is finally coming out, and I'm happy I could contribute with my personal involvement, which has been very tough to handle, of course, because being interviewed by the entire American government was not easy. But I'm happy I could contribute with my witness something really important. This professor is no Russian agent, and he's the one because of who the investigation started. So it's really key player.
I would love to have you and George on my long-form show. I'd love to sit down with both of you together and have a long discussion without the commercials and all of this, because I feel there is so much more under the layers that we need to discuss, and I'd love to set that up with you and possibly have you on in the next short period of time. Simona, please tell everybody where they could find you and on your social media and where they can learn more about you, please.
I'm on Twitter, Simona Mangiante. It's my surname, it's Italian surname, and on Instagram too, Simona _ Mangiante _.
That's Mangiante, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Simona, thank you so much for joining us. And George is doing well? You guys are doing well?
Yes, he's doing well.
Thank you so much for joining us, Simona. And like I said, I definitely will be following up with you, because I'd love to have both of you on to go into all this, especially as we're seeing everything that is happening right now. And the media don't want to talk about this, right? As we started talking about at the beginning of this of this segment, the media want to just ignore the unmasking, and they want to ignore the Susan Rice and everything else, because it's an inconvenient truth for them. But Simona, I think, you know, what you're doing by coming out, you've definitely got the pedigree and the background and the credibility that people should be taking you seriously and listening to what you're saying. And I want to know a lot more about what's going on with Mifsud. If he's been found in Italy, what does that mean? The question I want to ask you guys when I bring you guys on next is, if they find him, is he going to be able to just blow this whole thing out of the water? It's going to be really interesting. Simona, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Really appreciate it. And I'll be right back with our last segment, hour number three, here at Dave Sussman at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
You know, one of the things about being on Real Side for Joe when I sit in is I always think to myself, 3 hours, what am I going to talk about? And it goes by every time I'm sitting in this chair, every couple of weeks, it goes by so quick. And there's a lot of things that I wanted to talk about tonight, and I didn't get to it. But, boy, that's really interesting. We will be bringing Simona and George Papadopoulos on together. I want to get their entire story, especially with the breaking news that Joseph Misud may have been found in Italy. Is that going to break it all open for the GOP and the right to try to obviously contest what is now for the left is fact that President Trump colluded with Russia. Obviously it's been proven that it didn't happen, but you watch half of the media or two-thirds of the media and you listen to half the country and they still believe it as well. But one of the things I did want to discuss tonight with you, and going into our last segment here of our third hour, I'm going to get to it, and that is this. I think inherently what the left are doing right now, and I'm not the first person to say this, and I won't be the last, is they are using COVID-19, coronavirus, the Chinese virus, the Kung Fung flu, whatever. I think Senator Harris is going to have a problem with me saying that. Sorry, Senator. Freedom of speech is still a thing in the United States, okay? But they've been using this. They've been using the crisis for them to implement. You remember Cloward Piven, the strategy? Two sociologists, I think, from the 1960s, they were socialists, and they came up with the idea, the Cloward-Piven theory, is that you overwhelm the system so it crashes, and then it could be rebuilt back up again in the mindset of a socialist economy. That you overload the system with debt and welfare, and it crashes everything, and the only salvation for the country is to rebuild a government in a New Deal style society, a Marshall Plan, if you will, for America that requires this massive centralized government. And this is what we're seeing happening right now. You think I'm a conspiracy theorist? You think that I'm just saying, it's like right-wing stuff over there that you see on the deep internet webs. You know, this isn't Cloward Piven. This is a crisis, and we're trying to figure it all out. No. Take a look. I'm going to give you Exhibit A. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's, what she calls, the HEROES Act, which just passed the House of Representatives last week. Now, it's unlikely to pass the Senate, highly unlikely. But here is what some of the things were essentially, we know that Congress will have authorized some $6 trillion in coronavirus measures this year, more than double what it has spent adjusted for inflation in peacetime. But here's the list in the HEROES Act that was pushed through the House of Representatives. I think only one Republican representative, what's his name, Stephen King from New York. I don't understand why he would have voted for this. He just wanted to push this thing through. He's retiring anyway. Only one Republican voted for this. Here's the list. Some $1 trillion for blue state budget repairs and pension bailouts. In other words, California, Illinois, New York, who have been abusing the pension systems, and anybody working in any public sector job, sheriff's department, fire department, teachers, whatever it may be, and have worked double overtime in their last year, so they get 95% of their last year's earnings in pensions, basically have broken the states, and they're asking for a bailout, and Nancy Pelosi wants to give it to them. $50 million for, quote-unquote, environmental justice grants to prevent, prepare for, and respond to coronavirus. Justice grants, environmental justice. Restoration of the state and local, the SALT, the tax deductions for blue state millionaires and billionaires. This will become the biggest tax cut in history for the top 1% in income. But it is those in California and those in New York that want to push this through because, then again, that is their lobby. $20 million for the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Endowment for the Humanities. Remember the JFK Center of Performing Arts? They got $25 million. You know what they did with it? Everybody knows what happened the day after. They fired everybody. They laid everybody off. So we've now got to give $20 million to the National Endowment for the Arts and Humanities. Extension of the $600 unemployment insurance supplement on top of the 100% replacement of wages through the unemployment insurance benefits. So this is the scandal-ridden program that in some 30 states right now that pays people more money to stay unemployed than to go back to work. And we're actually seeing this with business owners that are taking some of the Payment Protection Program money, the PPP Act, and they're saying, I have to spend this money, otherwise it is a loan and I have to pay it back, but I can only pay for people that worked for me before COVID, and some of those employees are no longer, they don't want to come back because they're making more money on unemployment insurance. Why would somebody work at a retail store for barely minimum wage, just over minimum wage, when they can get $800 a week living in Arizona on unemployment insurance? That's what's happening right now. $100 million for OSHA funding really means more regulations. OSHA, the Safety Hazard Administration, okay? We should be deregulating, as President Trump just signed an executive order to do. not increasing regulation. You want the economy to come back as strong as possible over the next couple of 3 years, and yes, I believe it will take that long, even with President Trump winning re-election. This is major, folks. This is not going to be that V-shaped recovery they were talking about 2 months ago. But if you want to prolong the recovery, if you want to make it extract it out over years like Obama did, then do what Obama did. Increase regulations, raise taxes, and you will see this economy just completely, it'll be gone. And you're going to see 30-40% people that own their businesses not come back. More in the HEROES Act. Extending unemployment benefits and financial aid to illegal immigrants. Illegal immigrants. Extending unemployment benefits and financial aid. They've broken the law. They've come into this country. And now Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats voted to extend unemployment benefits and financial aid to illegal immigrants. Listen, I know many of them are hard workers. I'm a legal immigrant myself. Get in the line and do it properly, folks. That's all I'm saying. I've got no problem with immigrants. Any immigrant. I have a problem with people breaking the law to come into this country. And what the left, the Democrat Party, are doing is they're trying to incentivize that. Why? Well, we know the reason why. Illegal immigrants become Democrat voters. There's a lot of statistics on that show that's exactly what happens. So essentially, they're creating their own farm team. We've talked about it here on the show. I've talked about it on Whiskey Politics as well. And also, another item in the HEROES Act passed by the Democrats last week. This isn't hyperbole. Everything I've been talking about here was just passed by the Democrats. Is a postal service bailout. So let me ask you this, good listeners, Real Side Radio. What do any of these that I just read off to you have to do with coronavirus? What does any of this have to do with preventing us getting the virus, catching the virus, spreading the virus? If your answer is nothing, of course you are right. But never let a crisis go to waste. Isn't that what Rahm Emanuel said, working for Barack Obama before he became mayor, left the White House of Chicago? Never let a crisis go to waste. This is exactly what the left are doing. There is a massive crisis of epic proportions happening in this country right now. 30-40% of businesses, if you listen to Howard Schultz, are not going to reopen. Small business owners. We've got devastation of epic proportions. Families that have invested blood, sweat, tears, invested decades of their lives into businesses that are no longer going to be here. And what do the Democrats want to do? They are trying to take advantage of a crisis by pushing through their leftist agenda down America's throat, frog wah style. And the Democrats and the media, the sycophants, are all supporting this. You don't think the next election is the most important of our lifetime? It isn't a matter of what would the Democrats do. They've told us. They're telling us right now what they want to do. They want to essentially restructure the American economy in a socialist bent. That's it. And you only need to take a look at Nancy Pelosi's HEROES Act to see exactly what it is. Folks, I'll be back here again in a couple of weeks. It was great being here with you tonight at Real Side Radio. Thank you so much. Follow me at David Sussman on Twitter. Find Whiskey Politics on YouTube, Facebook, Stitcher, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, and Ricochet.com. Cheers, everybody.